Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Q3 2015 Results Analyst Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question and answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star and one on your telephone. This conference is being recorded today, the 29th of October, 2015. I would now like to hand over to your speaker today, Ahmed Al-Neiwaz. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us for Tabrid's Q3 2015 results presentation. With me today is Yasser Al-Tabrid, Tabrid's CEO, and Steve Redlington, Tabrid's CFO. On slide three of your presentation, today's agenda. Yasser will begin by taking you through our headline performance and operational achievements before handing over to Steve, who will take you through our financial performance. Yasser will then conclude, and we will then take any questions that you may have. With that, I'll now hand over to Yasser to begin the presentation.
Thank you, Ahmed, and welcome everyone. Moving to the next slide after the agenda. Most of you know our story by now. Tabrid aims to be an integral part of the region's growth, and this is why our business exists today. To provide efficient, environmentally friendly ways of cooling that enable sustainable development in where we operate. What's unique about Tabrid and what differentiates us from our other district cooling providers in our region is that we're the only cooling company that provides cooling throughout the GCC region. We aim to bring our energy-efficient business to countries throughout the region to support their economic development while generating sustainable long-term returns for our shareholders. Moving to the next slide. As you know, we've completed over 16 years of operations now. Starting out in 1998 in Suwayhan in the Abu Dhabi desert, we've grown to 69 plants in five countries and delivering almost 1 million tons of cooling to our clients. To give you a sense of our scale, this is equivalent to providing cooling to 96 Burj Khalifa towers in Dubai. We have witnessed a steady growth since 2012, which amounts to over 200,000 tons of cooling, making us one of the world's largest district cooling companies. We have highlighted the environmental benefits to you in the past. Tabrid is a high contributor to the environmental savings. District cooling is a green technology, and it is 50% more energy efficient compared to conventional cooling. Tabrid's operations lead to 1.5 billion kWh yearly reductions in energy consumption across the GCC and an annual estimation of 660,000 tons of CO2 emissions reduction. Moving to the next slide. Slide six. Tabrid has transformed into a mature, stable utility infrastructure business over the past four years. Our continued strategy to focus on our core chilled waters business enables us to achieve healthy and sustainable results, as you would expect from a stable utility infrastructure business with long-term, stable, price certain 25-year contracts. The UAE is Tabrid's base of operations, where we have operations in six of the seven emirates in the country, providing 690,000 tons of cooling to our customers. Our presence in the GCC is strong, making us proudly the only UAE district cooling company with a solid and effective presence throughout the region. We have a total of eight plants in Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, and Oman. Now, if I can move to the next slide. This is a snapshot of our headline performance. Tabrid continues to demonstrate positive financial growth, showing growth and sustainability in its earnings and continuously creating value for its shareholders. Once again, I'm pleased to report a steady momentum of strong, consistent results for the third quarter in 2015, with net profit increasing by 4% over the same period of last year, reaching 253.6 million dirhams, based on the stable foundations of our core chilled water business. Furthermore, earnings per share have grown by 12% to 8 fils per share after the MCB repurchase that was completed in July 2015. Steve will go through the details of the Q3 results later on in their presentation. The company's focus on our core chilled water business and the results demonstrate that the evolution into a utility infrastructure business is complete, with the benefits of stable earnings and higher margins. We have continuously highlighted the quality, stability, and consistency of our earnings, guaranteed by the long-term, as I said, stable, price-certain contracts. And Q3 2015, over 50% of our UA capacity was contracted with government entities. In summary, the Tabrida today is a stable utility infrastructure business with strong and steady cash flows delivering growth. Now, if I can move to the next slide. I want to reemphasize the successful year we've had so far. Tabrida's key achievements for the past 12 months include: we've successfully refinanced our existing debt facilities, which give us more flexibility at an improved margins with longer tenor. Renewing our partnership with Aldar, one of the biggest developers, real estate developers in Abu Dhabi, for another 30 years. That will provide us future growth connections. And a third consecutive year of cash dividends being paid out. And the MCB repurchase that was successfully completed, resulting in ordinary shareholders owning 28% more of the company and cash flow savings. Now let me ask Steve to take you through our financial results in some more detail.
Thank you, Jassim. Good afternoon, everybody. Nice to speak to you again. Turning to slide 10, this shows the main highlights of the income statement for Q3. There's a lot of information on the slide, but let me just highlight the key points. Net income is up by 4%, as Jassim has said, on the same period last year. And this is due mainly to a 4% increase in chilled water revenues, which in turn reflects higher chilled water volumes and fees from O&M services provided to third-party and joint venture plants. Our associates and joint ventures continue to do well, led by Qatar Cool, where we have announced construction of a new plant in West Bay and also in Saudi Tabrid. Net finance costs were up by $2.9 million due to the substitution of the mandatory convertible bonds that we repurchased for debt. And that debt was an additional 1 billion dirham taken out on the 1st of July. Overall, we are showing a healthy and generally steady profit and EBITDA margins approaching 50%. Turning to slide 11, which shows the financial position of the company. Movements in the balance sheet since the end of 2014 are largely explained by the MCB repurchase and the payment of the 5-fil dividend following shareholder approval at the AGA in March. The key points are fixed assets. The increase is due to continued development of a number of projects, including Meras. As you will recall, we announced signing of a 30-year concession with Miras last year. The MCB repurchase has resulted in a reduction in liability and equity components of the MCB lines of the balance sheet to be replaced by debt. And finally, as we have already noted, Tabrid paid a 5-fil dividend for the third consecutive year in April 2015. This year, the dividend was paid in cash to both ordinary shareholders and the bondholder. In summary, Tabrid's strong, robust balance sheet positions us well for further growth. Turning to the next slide, the cash flow statement. Net cash flow from operations as of Q3 2015 was 210 million up on the same period a year earlier. This mainly reflects working capital movements, and this has been brought about by timely connections with a consequent reduction in day sales outstanding. Turning to the next slide, we'll take a look at the core chilled water business. As Jassim has already mentioned, and as you can see in the top left, our gross capacity has shown a healthy 9% annual growth since 2012. 72% of our gross capacity is located in the UAE, and of this, 60% is consolidated. Our top line revenues have grown by an average 4% since 2012, primarily through the growth of our core chilled water business. Chilled water gross profit has also shown steady growth. Outside the UAE, Qatar is still our largest and most profitable investment, contributing 27 million dirham of net income. However, we are starting to see the benefits of new connections made by Tabarid Saudi, which contributed 18 million for the period. We see significant growth prospects for our businesses in the rest of the GCC. As you know, the size of the GCC markets combined with population growth drives real estate development in high-density areas. As district cooling is much more power efficient than other forms of cooling, we see continuing opportunities in these markets. In summary, the utility nature of our business, characterized by long-term price and offtake contracts for a rising level of contracting capacity, has resulted in steady growth in revenues and earnings. Turning to slide 14, we'll have a look at Tabarid's debt portfolio. This slide provides more background on Tabarid's debt portfolio. The key points are, following the bond repurchase, Tabarid has just over 3 billion dirham of debt, which equates to a gearing ratio of 46% in line with global utility benchmarks. Almost all of our debt is denominated in dirham and is floating rate, though approximately 50% of the debt is hedged back into fixed rates. Following the refinance at the end of 2014, which resulted in a two-year extension to the final maturity of the debt, the average life of the debt is approaching 6 years, with 60% of the debt maturing in 2021. Let me now pass you back to Jason to conclude.
Thank you, Steve. So we're on slide 16. So as you can see, we've had a great year so far, with net profit exceeding 250 million dirhams, and we are well positioned and optimistic about the future. We believe that the region's outlook is positive, and the GCC governments will continue to invest in national infrastructure, and this will drive demand for Tabarid services. Tabarid now has the financial strength and operational expertise to take advantage of these growth opportunities when they arise. That concludes our presentation for today, and thank you.
Thank you, everyone. This concludes the presentation, and we will now answer any questions that you may have.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Once again, it's star and one to ask a question. And as a gentle reminder, if you have any questions, please press star and one. There are no questions. Oh, actually, one just came through, and it comes from the line of the Alia El Mehelmi. Please ask your question.
Thank you. On slide 12, there is a note that says regarding operating cash flows, that is, that you amended a major government contract with a major government customer. Could you just shed more light on that, please?
Mr. Anwar, your line might be on mute.
No.
Yes, I mean, the key driver of that is one of our major customers had a six-month outstanding, and it was settled in full towards September.
Last year. Right, okay. So there shouldn't be any change, let's say, to your working capital assumptions going forward compared to the historical run rate from the amendment in this contract. It's just like settling of past dues rather than expectations for changes in working capital going forward. Am I correct?
Yeah, I think that's a very fair assumption. I think the message here is that there were some delayed payments last year. If you look at our portfolio today of our major customers, they're paying basically pretty well on time, so you shouldn't expect to see any major change going forward. There's no other adjustments that may be made.
Okay. And just a second question. Obviously, debt is up Q on Q. Are you happy to give any guidance to the market on dividend policy? How does it compare to the dividend you approved on 2014 numbers, which was paid in April?
No, I mean, we've had a very solid good 3 years. Like you said, we paid cash dividend in the last 3 years, five fils per share. Once we close the books and present to the board of directors, there will be a recommendation during the annual general assembly. And so we cannot give any forward-looking numbers on dividend payout.
Sure. Thank you.
And there are no further questions at this time. Please continue. One more question has come through, and it comes from the line of Jagdish Batida. Please ask your question.
Hi. Congratulations on a decent set of numbers. I just wanted to know, third quarter, the revenues have slightly declined compared to the previous year. From 344 to 335, if I'm not mistaken. Would like to know the reason as to why. I thought it would be stable, if at all, or inflationary increase, if there may be. And secondly, when does the Megas project kick in for Dubai Parks? And how is the contract set? As in, if there is a delay on their part, would that cost you the revenues as well? Thanks.
Good question, good spot. I mean, there has been some small changes to the quarterly profile based on the contract restructurings that we did last year. But I think going forward, you can expect to see that not happen. So yes, there's been a very small impact in 3Q this year, but we shouldn't expect that to repeat going forward. In terms of Miras, do you want to?
Miras is progressing well. We've learned a lot with our EPC contracts, and like I said, a lot of our contracts with government entities, and we're a utility business with very low exposure and risk, and our contracts are structured in a sufficient manner to cover the company if there are any delays.
Thank you. But would this mean that you'll be charging them as and when you are ready as per the contract, or there would be a penalty, certain subsidized rate that they will be paying for any delays?
The contract is a take-or-pay contract, and I think we've made that clear before. What we can't say and won't say today is exactly when that kicks in. But you can take comfort from that we have the proper contractual protection that we need for this going forward. There is nothing I'm aware of a delay with that project. So I think we feel very comfortable with where we are.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks.
And we have no further questions at this time. Please continue.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. And with this, we're going to wrap up our Q3 presentation. And it will be on the website. The recording is going to be listed on the website, so everyone can log in and see it. Thank you very much.
That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.